Welcome back to Texans 360. You know, on September 12th, that's Saturday night, this show going to be replaced by Texans Late Night. We can't wait to see it. It's a fun one. We're counting down the episodes until then. Now, a great one from last year was when J.J. Watt came on. And needless to say, Sackagories was a big, big hit.
As you know, if you watch Late Night, we always play a game with our guests. And the game this week is Sackagories, not scategories, not categories, Sackagories. JJ, here's how you play. We have these three categories. Megawatt, which is words with what or what, because we needed to branch out a little bit. That's cheesy, you can guess, stuff from Wisconsin. And TGIF, which is stuff related to the TGIF Friday night lineup back in the day. I know you're interested in that stuff. And you got to get through these to get to the quarterback.
Okay.
So super competitive.
That sounds like more difficult than actually getting to the quarterback. But
so
here we go.
You can freelance along the D line here. Okay. Which category do you want first?
Let's start with that's cheesy. Make sure I get
that's
Wisconsin.
Cheesy. Okay. Why don't you go ahead, Ms. Sidhu, and read the questions.
True or false, Wisconsin's cheese making tradition dates back to the 19th century.
True.
Yes. European immigrants who settled into Wisconsin were drawn to its fertile fields.
Right, that was a layup.
That was like, that was hard.
That's Pop Warner level right there.
I like
that's
it.
That's easy for JJ Watt. Like all right, what's the next one?
All right, what is the oldest city in Wisconsin?
Jeez, that's a good question.
That got tough in a hurry.
I think they're all tough.
It's not Milwaukee, is it?
I'll start with Milwaukee, I guess.
There's a football team located here.
Oh, Green Bay?
Yeah.
That's the oldest city?
I'm learning things about Wisconsin,
yeah,
too.
I'm learning too. Not only a great show, but also educational.
Also educational, kids who are still up this late. What is the state's official nickname?
The Dairy State.
I think
we can accept
one
it.
Of them.
Well, our producer
that.
Claudia says no. It's the Badger State.
Badger State? I think two nicknames.
But America's Dairyland was also.
America's Dairyland. America's Dairyland.
It's J.J. Watt. I'm going
to
accept it.
It's like J.J. says it is, so it is, everybody.
Next.
All right, America's largest water-themed park is in Wisconsin.
Oh, the Wisconsin Dells.
What is it called?
The Wisconsin Dells. Which one? Noah's Ark?
Yes.
All of them?
There's more than one?
Oh, there's tons.
Oh,
it's
right.
Water park capital of the world.
Are they indoors? Because you only open like 2 months a year.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Okay. In the winter, it's ice skating?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, that's
next category.
Which one do you want next, J.J.?
TGIF.
I'm going to let you
I feel like
this
I should ask these since you thought this was a restaurant.
Oh, I like this.
Oh, well, I love these. This is my favorite category. Steve Urkel was the beloved nerd in Family Matters. What was the name of his alter ego?
Steve Urkel. That was his alter ego, wasn't it?
Remember when he became fancy?
Stefan.
What was his last name?
He had a last name?
Yeah.
Stefan.
Stefan? He had a last name? Who knows that?
Stefan Urkel. I know you know that.
Yeah. Okay, right.
Okay. In Boy Meets World, Topanga was Corey's girlfriend. What was the name of his best friend?
Sean Hunter.
Oh, I would have forgotten
that
one.
Oh, come on.
Okay, in the show Full House, what was the name of DJ Tanner's best friend who lives next to
Kimmy Gibbler.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right.
And you haven't seen Arian's movie?
No,
and you know
come on. He's old. I'd go with this all day.
In what state did the show Step by Step
Wisconsin.
Yep.
Come on.
That's it.
Oh, I can roll all day. Okay. Sister,
we didn't even get to hang with Mr.
Cooper. Come on.
That leaves one more.
Oh, am I asking
and then you get to the quarterback.
All right.
The name of a fast food restaurant chain based in San Antonio, Texas.
Whataburger.
Okay.
Megawatt's the category. That's how I got it.
Yeah.
Here's your song. Turn Down for What has become your unofficial song. Mm-hmm. What is the name of the artist that sings that song?
It's Lil Jon, not Little.
Lil. And John. DJ Snake.
Oh, I didn't
is
know that.
Is this on your iPod now?
Turn Down for What?
Yeah.
I just downloaded it last week because it gets me so excited when I play it here.
So when we hear this like out and about on the road and we hear it, the running joke is, oh my gosh, you guys, JJ Watt just got a pick six.
Song.
We're back in the game.
Dallas.
Well, hopefully we play it.
We do it every time.
I hope we play it a lot.
Never gets old. All right, name of law enforcement unit that uses military-style light weapons and specialized tactics in high-risk operations that fall outside the capabilities of regular uniformed police.
The SWAT team.
Yes. Oh,
I forgot the beginning of the question. That was so long. All right. A fly-killing device used for pest control of
flies water.
Yeah. This is
the easiest
category
at all. All right.
I got one wrong.
Got to the quarterback.
Yeah. All right, we got
it. Good job. Sackagories.
Yes, thank you.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
In just a bit, we have shocking news, Ben Jones, and a football. But coming up next, we're going to hear from the guys about what they thought about the premiere of HBO's Hard Knocks. Don't go anywhere. This is Texans 360.